You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, Soul Sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. So grateful to have you here today. And we're going to get right into this. This is a very big topic. Big question for today is this. What do you want? I mean, seriously, dear soul, what do you want? Now, if you've listened to many of the podcasts, you know that I'm not big on this word want. I really believe there's a big difference between want and desire, and want a lot of times will keep us wanting. It will keep us wanting where desire will be fulfilling. Desire is the is in the depth of your heart and soul, and it's there to lead and guide you, and it's a place of inspiration and power and, like I said, fulfillment versus want. Want will leave you wanting more. But the reason why I chose to use the word want today is because that's the problem. Most of us are going around wanting, but yet avoiding or never really discovering what the deep desires of our hearts really are. Seriously, I meet people each and every week that are in this state of wanting, but when we begin to uncover and discover the truth about what they really truly desire, we find that a lot of these wants are actually symptoms of a greater cause, and the cause being that their desires are unfulfilled. So you, my dear, if you are sitting here today and you're like, yeah, that's me. Like, I have so many wants. It doesn't seem like my life is enough. It doesn't seem like I'm enough. Whatever the case may be for you, and you feel like there's just something that you're missing, I'm going to encourage you today to take a deeper look. Go beyond the want. Go beyond the symptom. Get to the deeper root, which is the desires of your heart. And when they get fulfilled, yes, my dear, when your desires in your heart get fulfilled, your life will be fulfilling. And you will find a power and you will find a peace and tap into that that will allow you to create all that you desire, which will leave you in a place of no longer wanting, needing. A lot of times want will create more need, and also it creates greed, and it's never enough. And you've heard me talk about this before, this whole never enoughness syndrome, this syndrome of not enough. I'm telling you today, if you can tap into your deepest desires, your wants will be taken care of as well. Absolutely. So the question though is, right now, what is it that you want? What is it on the surface that you really are desiring on the surface? And then as we begin to get deeper, we see, where is this want coming from? Where is your want coming from? And I will tell you, there are about four steps that will really help you go deeper than the want down to the absolute foundation of the desire. First and foremost, what excites you? Really, what excites you? What gets you absolutely jacked up, inspired, totally energized, and you're like, yes, I get so excited about this. What is that for you? Do you know what that is for you? And then you will find that, you know what? When you're in that place of real excitement and energized inspiration, like, it's not even a want anymore. It literally is like, oh my gosh, like, I'm tapped into the what. When you tap into the what, all of a sudden the want goes away, because the what will absolutely direct you and guide you to a deeper place. And that deeper place will then go from excitement to what scares you. That's right. The first one is what excites you, and then what scares you. Because I really believe that our desires, the deep desires of our heart, not only excite us, but they'll scare us a little bit. Or let me rephrase that. They'll scare us a lot of bit. Like, literally. And you've heard me talk about this before. It's like, it's that moment when you realize that you're scared can become sacred, When you press past the fear, you go beyond the fear, you lean into it, you reach into it, and you go all in to that scary place, to the place of scared, and you come out on the other side, sacred. That's what I'm talking about. So if you want to really know what it is that you want and get below the want to the desire, you got to look at what is it that excites you, get to the what, past the want, and then what scares you. And these are big questions. These are questions that only you can answer for yourself. But I'm telling you, it's usually not the surface answer that's going to give us true fulfillment. It's not. But it's that deep knowing, that intuitive, like, aha knowing, like, yes, that's true for you. Because even though it scares you, it intrigues you. Even though it scares you, you go, there's something weird about it. Like, I kind of want to do this, but it scares me. Guess what? Go past the scared into the sacred. And then number three, what feels natural to you? Like, honestly, you think everybody thinks this way, or you think everybody has that gift, or you don't even think about it at all because it's so natural to you. It's like breathing. What is that for you? When you can begin to really tap into what is so natural for you, that when you really start to, you know, look around and talk to other people and share your story, you find out, like, that's not really common and it's unique to you. Let me tell you, your unique, innate, natural gifting, that is where you're going to really go deep and discover the true desires of your heart. Because it, like I said, it's so natural to you that you've probably overlooked it to the point of you've taken it for granted. And you don't even know how much power you have there and how much possibility there is in discovering that. Because once you discover it, you can even share it at a grander scale. And then number four, really, what's your story? Seriously. You know, yes, what excites you, what scares you, what feels natural, but really it comes down to number four, what's your story? What has brought you to this place in time? What is that journey of desire, that journey of going through the wants and feeling the frustration of not getting what you want, and the journey of the lows and the highs, the losses and the gains? What is that story for you? Because I will tell you, it's in our deepest, darkest place when we start to see that the story that we're telling, the problem that we are uncovering, has the greatest possibility and solution tucked right in the center of it. And until we are brave enough to go in and actually open our eyes to see and open our hearts to be all that we know is there for us, we will miss the possibility and we will miss the solution in the problem. But I will tell you, if you stay on the surface of only what it is that you want, you'll continue to have more, more, and more, and still feel unfulfilled. I desire for you the fullness of your life, the fullness of your heart's desire becoming your reality here for you, not only you, but those you touch on planet Earth. And I know the day that I discovered, I was like, oh my goodness, I do not need to get what I want to be happy. But I realized and completely knew in the depth of my soul that my happiness would be inspired by knowing what I desire. You, my dear, your happiness will be inspired by knowing what it is that you desire. And if you allow yourself to go deeper than the wants, deeper than the surface, deeper than the symptoms, deeper than the lack, and go deep within the possibility and the prosperity of your heart and soul, and you begin to get on board with that, and you absolutely receive what excites you, you receive what scares you, you absolutely receive what the natural gift is that you have within you. You receive your innate natural gifts, and you begin to not only tell your story, but you live it fully, and you live it fully engaged. I'm telling you, you will go so beyond any place you ever dreamed was possible for you. I know, it gets so exciting, doesn't it? I love it. So this question came up for me today, and I'm so grateful I asked you because I was thinking about this. I was like, because I ask this question of every single one of my clients every single week, like, what is it that you desire? But we start by talking about what you want, because I don't believe you can really get to the desires until you first address the wants. We got to look at the symptoms and say, okay, what's really causing that? What are you really asking for? That's the question I have for you today. What are you asking for? Ask your heart and then ask your life and be willing to show up and actually participate in the solution and participate in the answer to that question. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's question is exactly that. What is it that you want, my dear? Break it down. What excites you? What scares you? What feels natural? And what's your story? And I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well. One sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.